Welcome back. As you'll have heard in the bulletin, a shooting incident in Maguiresbridge, County Fermanagh, has left two people dead and two people seriously injured. From there, we're joined by our Northern editor, Vincent Carney. Vincent, what can you tell us about what's happened and where it happened?
Well, Paul, I'm standing here on the Drumbeer Road in Maguiresbridge. It's about 8 miles from Enniskillen. This is a rural road. This is a farming community, but described as fairly close-knit. And just a few hundred metres away, I can see two police cars outside a property where this incident happened. The emergency services received a call at 21 minutes past 8 this morning, a 999 call saying something had happened here. So they rushed to the scene. When ambulance crews, paramedics and police officers arrived, they found four people inside the property with gunshot wounds. Now, two of those people were pronounced dead at the scene, a woman and a young girl. Two others, I'm told, a young boy and a man, were treated at the scene initially for serious injuries, but were then taken to hospital. The man was taken to the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast by air ambulance. The boy was taken to the Southwest Acute Hospital in Enniskillen by road. So we don't know the extent of their injuries. Some people here who have been talking to local police officers say both may be critical, but as I say, that's not officially confirmed yet. But we have two people dead and two injured. And the politicians have been here on the ground and speaking of a real sense of shock about what happened. And we can hear now, apart from one of them, Deborah Erskine of the DUP.
This is a deeply shocking incident, not just for the people of Maguiresbridge and obviously the family, but right across Fermanagh. This is a small, tight-knit community, and today there's two dead, and at this moment in time, two critical in hospital. And all of our foremost thoughts are with the family, and we send our deepest condolences to the family who have had their lives turned completely upside down within a matter of hours this morning.
And Vincent, the Police Service of Northern Ireland issued a very brief statement this morning. Have they told you anything else?
Well, the police investigation is continuing, Paul. And just as we speak, a car has just passed me with forensic officers in it on the way to the property. But it is significant that the police are saying that while the investigation is continuing, they are not seeking anyone else in connection with this incident. And they say there is no ongoing risk to the public. You know, we understand the police will say something more fulsome at some point this afternoon.
That's RT's Northern editor Vincent Carney. And staying with that story, we're joined now by Pat Cullen, the Sinn Féin MP for Fermanagh South Tyrone. Pat, it's a shocking development. Can you tell us something about the area this tragedy has taken place in?
It's absolutely heartbreaking to be standing here this morning at a Maguiresbridge. It's a very, very close-knit rural community, mostly a farming community, but one where everyone will know each other, as in any small village. So you can imagine how the people must feel here this morning, learning this and when they woke up.
I mean, it's also a traumatic event for those first responders, for the medical teams who are working on the injured, and that's something you've vast experience in your prior career.
Yes, and of course I'm thinking about those paramedics and indeed the doctors and that arrived on the scene this morning and what it must have been like for them as human beings. And I know that they're so expert in what they do that they would have moved into that space of just immediately dealing with the injured people that they found in the home this morning. But of course, when you come away as a nurse or a doctor, indeed a paramedic, it remains with you for an awful long time if it ever leaves you. So my thoughts and prayers are with them this morning, and just to say thank you to them for all that they do, and thinking about them in these circumstances.
And that's Pat Cullen, the Sinn Féin MP for Fermanagh South Tyrone, who's the former General Secretary and Chief Executive of the Royal College of Nursing UK.